Hello, everyone. So glad that you are joining me today for another series of interviews with Jewel Diamond Taylor. And you see this young man, Kevin Jones, he's with me again. And I'm so excited to have you with me again today, Kevin.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on your platform. It's a pleasure.
Yes. Let me tell my audience what we're doing. We're just going to create a very informal series of conversations. One of the things I love about the time that we're living in and the internet and all these different channels, there are talk shows all over the place talking about everything. And we're just going to add to the conversation. We don't have all the answers. We are definitely not experts, but it has been on my mind to make sure that I start bringing a balance. As many of you know me, that my body of work is 90% working with women. And because so many women come to me for counseling and coaching with their life issues, specifically concerned about their communication and their stress and their worries and their concerns about husbands and sons, brothers, nephews, and grandfathers, I felt very not equipped to respond to all the questions. I mean, I have issues in my family. I'm married. I have a son. I have nephews. And I'm so curious to just really get more insight from men so that those that I serve and myself, we can have a more keen awareness of how we can improve our communication, how we can let go of worry, how we could enrich our relationships, how we could be a blessing to our community, whether it's in your church or whether it's in your neighborhood or your family. Listen, there's a crisis going on, and it just saddens me to see so many men who feel underserved, invisible, that are hurting. Yes, I serve a lot of women that come to me because they're depressed, they're going through trauma, they're going through breakups, they're going through issues of shame. And guess what? Brothers are doing the same thing. Brothers have the same issues, but I'm not finding that they have the wellsprings that many of us as women have. And so I'm going to be facilitating these conversations with Kevin. So that we could just really have a conversation. And so today, Kevin, as we're about to have our first session together Saturday in Long Beach, California for our Winergy Forum, I just want to ask one question. And each time we get together, I'll probably just have one question. Not that you're going to have all the answers, but just to kind of get an insight as to how men are feeling. First of all, what do you think about that introduction about what we're doing? How does that land for you?
I like it. I like it a lot because it opens up the avenues for us to have communication and conversations that we tend to avoid or seem to be awkward between men and women. Mm-hmm. One of the things you hear men and women speak about a lot is transparency, but I think people use that word and throw it around a little too loosely because when you hear certain things, it may not be what you were ready for. So transparency has to be in increments. It is not something you just throw everything out there because if you want to be with someone, there may be some things you may not be okay knowing about their past, which could just block everything. And that's not fair because that was their path, you know. So these conversations, I believe, would help us in a tremendous way to break down the walls and the stereotypes that keep us from growing as a people.
That is so true, Kevin. And I think another word we throw around a lot loosely is love. I find that a lot of times my sisters fall in love very quickly. And the operative word is fall. Yes. You know, they're not asking the right questions or they know everything. And like you said, they may not be ready for all of the truth. Right. And you're right. It has to be progressive. And you talked in our last time together about how men have a difficult time trusting.
It's very true. I would have to say that I think one of the things we as people need to understand about men is that we have a need, if not greater than a woman, for security, believe it or not. Because
did you say security?
Security. Okay. They say the thing that you hear is that women will often marry for security if you know, because they like to know that they're secure, they can depend on their man, they can rely on him. Mm-hmm. in that same thought process, we have to remember that men are security conscious. We're very security conscious. We're supposed to be the ones that protect the house, protect the yard, protect the home, protect the wife. So we're very security conscious. So when it comes to our hearts, when it comes to our thoughts, our opinions, our dreams, our goals, that's not something that you want to just throw around and give to anyone, because they can take it and become a complete distraction, you know, just literally take it from you because they become the attention absorber. So men want security as well, because we like to know that what we give to our woman is going to be safe. It's not going to be used against us later on when she's upset or she's mad or something didn't go in a particular fashion that she thought it was supposed to. Mm-hmm. So for me, I've seen in my lifetime that the biggest issue is communication with respect to how to convey what you feel, as opposed to just blurting out your feelings in that moment and not being able to articulate exactly what you want to say.
Yeah, that is definitely a landmine I see in relationships, because the minute one of the partners become vulnerable and shares what's really important to them, or a past hurt, or a past trauma, a past issue where they lost trust or lost their way, that they don't want that used against them.
Right.
And I find that that happens a lot. And it's just, you know, I hear so much, many people say, oh, there's just no good men, and men hurt women. Well, you know, women hurt men too. And we just have to say it out loud, that it's not all men. And I think that we're living in a time where the word healing is so important. How do we heal? How do we begin the healing process? And so the question I want to ask you today is, what is one thing that you think wives or mothers could learn about helping their husband or son to heal when they're hurting? What is something that we could be better at doing? Do we smother? Do we expect too much? What is one thing that we could probably do to help heal when we see that a family member is hurting or lost, or they're out of our reach? Maybe they're incarcerated, or maybe they're depressed, or maybe they're addicted. I have several women in my tribe who have sons that are addictions. I have several women in my tribe who say, Jewel, he's not listening to me. I know that's a big question.
No. It's a perfect question, because now we're dealing with emotional intelligence and versus psychological intelligence, okay, right? So you have an emotional intelligence that most men are underdeveloped in, right? So how does my mother, how does my wife, how does my significant other reach me and I'm still emotionally underdeveloped? I don't know how to express what I'm feeling right now. So in many respects, you could be a target in that situation. So what you have to do is, as a woman, you have to know how to give space, but still know how to provide a safe place of comfort for that man when he's ready. Because most men know, I can go to my mother and talk to her. So let's start there. You said, how can we as women help? And how can women get to a point where they stop feeling like there's no good men in the world? So there's an African proverb that says, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the nation.
That's right.
So the hand that's rocking the cradle, that's raising the child, is putting certain things into the child. So when the child becomes an adult, of course, he's going to pick up things from other sources, other places. But it's the mother or the sister or the grandmother's job when the child is young, the male child, to provide him with all the things that they would expect a man or would believe a man is supposed to provide for a woman. They have to be the examples. Because at a certain point, he's going to be around men and he's going to learn some things from other men that women are not going to be able to speak on or say, well, that's not the best thing to show him, because men will tend to do foolish things. And sadly, we follow the foolish things because we think it excites us at a particular age. But when we mature past 25, 30, you start to see things differently. You start to see women. You start to see life. You start to see your future. You start to see your success, your failures differently. The thing is that when a man is going through something very troubling, very dark for him, 9 times out of 10, what I've learned from my anger management class is that he's dealing with some form of trauma, some form of shame, or yes, something that he is resenting and he doesn't know how to express it. So in that particular aspect, if the mother, the sister, the wife can't assist him in bringing him out of that place of darkness, then they would have to do the next best thing, would be to bring in someone that they know could possibly be a liaison between him and her, or just to help him come out of that place to where he's not stuck in neutral, yes, right? It's not that he wants to stay there. He wants to come out. But again, undeveloped emotions makes it very difficult.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because that is why I'm introducing you as a resource, because I want the women that are listening to say, maybe I need to call Kevin. You're a peer counselor. And, you know, I was struggling with the issue in our family and I just didn't know who to call. And it was important to me that I found someone from my own culture that had an understanding of what men are going through. And if that's important to the women that are watching this and you say, I would love to have a Black male that either you could talk to or the male that you're concerned about talk to, we want to get over this stigma that reaching out for help means you're weak. Right. We want to overcome the stigma that there's something wrong with you because you are allowing others into your life. Listen, many of us grew up, keep it in the house, don't talk about it. It's a secret that is very unhealthy. It is very toxic. And so I'm glad that I'm living in a time where we can say, help, I need help, I need help. We need each other. Our communities are so scattered. You know, I can't go next door on either side of me and say, hey, can we just sit and talk? It's not going to happen. Yeah. Family members are a few freeways away, or family members are in another state, or family members are overwhelmed with their own issues. And so it's important that we begin to pray and ask that we receive the resources that we need. Look, you and I are talking through technology. So that person that is watching this and saying, well, I can't get to California, or I don't have a car, or I don't have the time. You can make an appointment with Kevin. And have a one-on-one with him, or the loved one that you're concerned about, the son, the nephew, the husband, the guy in your life. I've talked to so many women who say their husbands are retired and they're bored. They're lost. They have no purpose. So I want those that are listening to know that you're going to see more of Kevin and I just having a conversation, our own little version of a talk show. We're just talking. And we're going to be addressing this issue of how do we build up and enrich and empower and heal relationships between men and women. We're two different animals. We're wired differently. We have different needs, and we have some needs that are the same. We bring our history. We bring our wounds. We don't ask the right questions. We have blind spots. We have expectations. We come with two different walks of faith and two different backgrounds, socioeconomic backgrounds, and we don't understand how that could be problematic. We're rushing into relationships and we're rushing out of relationships. Mm-hmm. So I want you to know that you're going to see Kevin and myself, as well as Dr. Romeo Brooks, who will be focusing on our health. The three of us are going to be facilitating a Winergy Forum Saturday, April the 29th at the Michelle Obama Library in Long Beach, California. I'll have all the information, the address with this posting. It is absolutely free. It is being sponsored by my ministry and my 501c3, which is Women on the Grow. So we are reaching out to women that are saying, I got to get healthy. You're going to love Dr. Romeo Brooks. He's amazing. We want to talk to women. We want to talk to men. This is a co-ed experience. We want men to come. We want you to learn how to overcome high blood pressure and diabetes and depression and addiction. The answers are available. We want you to come and be a part of the conversation so that we are healing and we're getting some insight and some impartation and some inspiration. I am so grateful to these two men that said yes, and I would love to see you that are watching this in the audience. And if you cannot come, would you just hit the share button and share it with someone today? Would you do that? And if you feel like you need to have some counseling with myself or with Kevin, our information will be posted with this video. Any closing thoughts, Kevin?
I just want to impart to the people that hope is not lost. We are resilient people that have shown over and over again in this little blue marble we call the world that we are willing to grow and survive. It's just now we have to get to a point where we don't veer off the path and grow into a place that doesn't allow that to happen anymore, meaning there's no more growth. Yeah. Life is meant to go forward. It's meant to continue to evolve. The cycles happen continuously without man's involvement whatsoever. It happens naturally. So we don't want to be the creature that impedes it. We want to be the creature that enhances it and can appreciate it and share it with everybody properly.
Yeah. And we'll be giving you tools. You got to get your toolbox. Bring your journal. Bring your questions. Mm-hmm. Bring your positive energy. We're going to lay all judgments aside and just listen, we're all different. We have all different experiences. And this is just one conversation adding to a global conversation. People want answers. People are looking for direction and guidance. People are looking and seeking. And we just want to be a part of that movement. Thank you so much for watching today. And Kevin, I can't wait to see you Saturday.
Absolutely. It's going to be my pleasure. I look forward to it.
Invite some people, invite some brother friends in your life.
Absolutely. I will. Okay. 100%.
All right. Thank you. Stay in the light and stay in touch.